from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the single most popular right now story in the entire country, Lee.
All right.
By the way, I love this new toy that we have. It's called Topic Pulse, and you could tell they use it on Fox News because it dictates what they cover, and it shows us what Americans are clicking on online, what they're reading, what they're interested in, and we didn't have it for a while because it's expensive. We have it now, and I'm super excited about it because it's just, it's been like, you know, fascinating the last week. I'm just addicted to it. I wouldn't have thought this would be the number one story in the country, but it is. So normally I would be totally fascinated by this, but I wouldn't talk about it. But I'd like read every word of it. Do you know what it is?
Can't imagine.
Stonehenge.
Oh, okay.
Did you see what's going on with Stonehenge?
No, what is it now?
Okay,
we
Stonehenge
got some more protesters?
Is fascinating. You ever get sucked into one of those late night like History Channel documentaries? And you didn't mean to. You were walking by the TV to turn it off because one of the kids left it on. And then before you know it, it's an hour later and you're sitting there watching. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, I've always found Stonehenge fascinating. New research shedding light on the altar stone. They call it the altar stone. They don't actually know if it was an altar. Stonehenge is fascinating because of when it was built, starting about 6,000 years ago. They didn't have the technology to move these stones. So nobody knows how they did it. That's one of the, and even getting them standing upright would require modern technology. And it would take, you know, I mean, it would take some doing in a modern era to do it. Even with modern technology, they literally can't say how they did it, right? So Stonehenge has always been, you know, thought to be amazing because they thought the altar stone, which weighs 13,500 pounds. Can you imagine?
That's heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy. They thought it came from 150 miles away, which would be quite something. Well, they finally completed an analysis of the stone and found it couldn't have come from Wales. It couldn't have come from where they thought it came from. So that came out last year. Where did it come from? And the only place it could have come from, given the analysis of, like, you know, where it, of its, you know, the minerals, chemicals, stuff in it, is an area in Scotland, meaning it came from over 600 miles away.
So they had to import the stone.
They had to import the stone. Here's the thing, okay? At the time, it's thought they didn't even have ships. Did they send it by sea? I mean, they didn't carry it on their backs. Lee, they didn't even have the wheel. See the problem there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly fascinating. Now, somehow they did it. For some reason, they did it. I mean, that's a lot of work to do. Anyway, this is the number one story in the country. There's people reading about this. And it's just been ruled out. They always thought it was Welsh, the stone, but no. No, it came from much, much further. It has a unique fingerprint. This is from a study just published in the journal Nature. It has a unique fingerprint. And the first nearby place they can find that fingerprint is something called the Arcadian Basin of Northeast Scotland. 600 miles away.
Wow.
Yeah. So... boy, isn't that what, wouldn't that be cool to just go back for like 10 minutes and watch them do it to see how they did it?
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. That'd
definitely with some motivation there.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of motivation, Kamala Harris, to my great dread and trepidation, is going to unveil her economic plan today.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm super excited. So There's kind of just been a preview of it out there on inflation because everyone wants to know what she's going to do. And she can't say she's going to do anything Joe's done because we all know how that's worked out.
Well, she won't use the I word either.
No, absolutely not. Can't do that. So per her campaign, Vice President Harris is going to announce plans tomorrow for the first ever federal ban on corporate price gouging.
Yeah.
In food and grocery industries. In other words, they're going to set prices.
Now, she's doing that in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I found that interesting. You have Donald Trump, who went to probably one of the most progressive cities in Western North Carolina, went to Asheville to talk about conservative economic principles. And where does Kamala Harris go? To one of the most also progressive cities, the capital, of North Carolina. And so I don't know. It sounds like a safe territory for me.
Well, if you want to know how price controls work out or where she might have gotten the idea from that, Marxist regimes.
Or Richard Nixon.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't work.
I remember
no matter
that. Yeah, it doesn't.
Who
it didn't
tries
work that either.
It. Yeah. Yeah. And it always starts with printing money to impoverish the population, and then they move to price controls. Right. That causes scarcity.
Right.
Which, if they spin it right, could lead, they hope, to them taking over entire industry sectors to fix the problem.
Yeah.
And then once they have control over food and fuel, they have total power. This is exactly what they did in the Soviet Union when the Bolsheviks took power in Russia. Literally, the first thing they did was introduce fixed prices to combat price gouging, allegedly, and inflation.
It never works.
That they caused. Right. So you cause the inflation with the printing. Then you propose the solution to the problem. They're just going to forcibly lower prices. Again, that always causes scarcity.
Right.
People panic because they can't get stuff. That results in a black market.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out so well in the former Soviet Union that over 40 years, about 20 million people died of starvation. So definitely we're going to want to try that. Because, if you've seen Americans lately, they got a few extra pounds.
Could help the obesity problem in this country, couldn't it?
Yeah. I've been warning about this on the Battleground podcast for a very long time. Okay. When you talk price controls, you got to understand there's something on the books called the Lever Act. It's already law.
Yep.
It is according to the New York Times, most radical law ever passed in the United States of America, dates back to 1911. And it allows the government to take control of entire sectors, food, fuel, if there's a scarcity, if there's some kind of delivery problem that impacts large numbers of people. And what the New York Times was proposing to do 2 years ago is that what the Democrats need to do is use the Lever Act to combat global warming. In other words, start controlling food and fuel and its distribution in order to control greenhouse gases. I've been warning they would do this.
Yep.
So inflation is the perfect excuse to both do this, but also pretend they had nothing to do with inflation.
Which they won't mention.
Right, which they won't mention. Donald Trump left us a historically low 1.4% inflationary rate, right? Anything underneath 2 is considered good. You can go to 1.7, 1.8. That's still very much considered the norm. Nobody worries about it. You hit 2, they start to worry, right? Well, remember Larry Summers, former Democrat Treasury Secretary, saying if you print $2 trillion, for the American Rescue Act, which Kamala Harris was the deciding vote for, we're going to get really high inflation. Well, they did it anyway, and we got 9% inflation.
Yep.
And Joe Biden could talk all the smack he wants about, the inflation rate is coming down. Yes, but the 29% gain in electricity prices and the more than 20% gain in food prices in just 3 years is still with us. It didn't go away. Prices did not come down.
No, and they are continuing to increase. The rate at which they are going up is not as fast as it was, but it is still going up. Plus, as you point out plenty of times, all of that previous inflation, it is simply compounded upon.
Yes.
That doesn't go away.
No. So prices continue to go up by more. And now, it used to be if you hit 2, or God forbid went above 2, alarm bells went off. Now if you can get it to 2.8, 2.9, they have a party. which, by the way, is still double the inflationary rate which Donald Trump left us. Yeah. But we're pretending it's good. So, yeah. By the way, Kamala Harris giving us a hint. This is her last week.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. When I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
It's amazing how everything that she has is a day one priority. That's going to be a real busy day. I'm not so sure she's going to be able to get everything she's promising there.
But she's been in office this whole time.
I know that. And that's what is so insidious about this whole thing. Everything that this woman talks about are things that her party and her administration with Joe Biden have done. And if they're so critical to solve, why haven't you done it? Because guess what? You're already vice president. And we've got a former president now who is, pretty much checked out. So,
well, here's the thing. If you want to know how the Kamala Harris promise to lower prices will end, you can actually go back to July of 2023 when she promised to lower prices.
President Biden and I will continue to use every tool at our disposal to bring these costs down.
And so our Build Back Better Act will bring down both child care costs and elder care costs. And of course, we are doing everything we can to lower gas prices.
I'd forgotten about Build Back Better.
Yeah, so basically what they did there was just printed $1 trillion and inflation spiked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the printing of the money is what causes this. So I can guarantee you one thing today. She will promise the world, but what she will not do is promise to end the one thing where you can combat inflation, the one thing that is actually causing the prices to go up, and that is money printing. She will not, agree to cut money printing, stop money printing, because we are money printing still. Remember, we locked in the rate at which we were printing at the peak of COVID. We're just below that. When we were cutting money, cutting checks to businesses, paying them to stay closed, we are for some stupid reason still printing that amount of money. And the only reason we don't have 9% interest rates right now, Lee, is one simple reason, is because of the high, 9% inflation right now is because of the high interest rates. So the price of not having 9% inflation right now is Americans, if you don't already own a home with lots of equity, you can't afford to buy one. There's no housing market. So we've already forfeited the housing market, just so we won't have 9% inflation. So I don't know what this woman's plan is, but if it doesn't start with we're going to slow the rate at which we're printing money, we're going to stop printing money, there's nothing she's going to do to change any of this. But I guarantee she won't mention printing money at all.
No, not at all.
At all. The one thing that would work. So, and the idea that you could print a bunch of money, cause prices to go up, and what they're talking about is kind of really scary, is just sending the Department of Justice out after companies they feel are charging too much for goods. In other words, if you embarrass the party, we're going to drag you through court and make you a criminal.
Gee, I wonder if any of those companies will be electric vehicle manufacturers or solar panel manufacturers or wind turbine manufacturers.
Tesla. Just Tesla.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no. Not at all.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, so this is a huge deal, folks. September 18th, found out yesterday, Donald Trump lost his appeal to have corrupt, crooked Judge Marchand in New York removed from his trial. So Marchand will sentence him on September the 18th. Okay. Early voting starts in Pennsylvania on September the 16th. These things are not an accident, these dates. This is why they waited until then. They time the sentencing almost exactly. If you look at North Carolina, which is also a swing state, the absentee ballots get mailed out in North Carolina on the 5th of September. So this is going to be hitting just as the voting is starting. And you look at all these swing states in their early voting, and unfortunately, shame on us for allowing all of this. Most of them will be early voting by the 5th of October. So they want the maximum splash here, the maximum Trump's a felon splash. Here's just to give you an idea. Arizona early voting starts the 9th of October. In Georgia, it's the 15th of October. In Nevada, it's the 19th of October. So this is they're going to try to take him down a couple of notches in the polls, knowing that if he recovers from it's going to take him a couple of weeks, a lot of votes will be cast in which they can say felon, 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 felon. That's their plan anyway. Now, their lawfare plans this year have gone seriously awry. You know, a lot of people talk about the bullet, which is actually bullets, and what a miracle that was. You know, it was three, right? Do you realize not one, but two bullets plowed through his ear? And then the third one missed his head by just inches. It was less than 3 inches. So if he had wobbled at all, yeah, it's a miracle. But it's not the only miracle. I think the lawfare is as much of a miracle. I mean, we're talking about 5 cases over 7 years in prison, 700 years in prison he was facing. 4 of them have fallen apart completely due to just really freaky circumstances, including the Georgia one, which he was supposed to be in court being tried on as we go to the polls in November. I mean, the prosecutor's more of a criminal than just about anybody. And so, you know, her own criminality and theft of money from the county, because that's what she was doing, she was laundering it through her boyfriend, has completely moved that case into the ditch. So the Democrats know this is their last chance to fake convict Trump. Okay, they thought they'd have 4 or 5 more. This is it. Do you realize Trump is facing 136 years? Because it's 34 felony counts. It was only one misdemeanor, but Marchand got real creative with how he divided it up. And so he's facing 136 years. So what's going to happen here on September 18th? Nobody knows exactly, but National Review believes, and we'll see if this ends up being right, Andrew McCarthy, who's former federal prosecutor, thinks that Marchand will go for a very big, weighty sentence. It'll immediately go into appeal, okay? So unless Trump hits the wrong judge, which he could, he probably won't go to prison on the 18th. Probably. But he writes in National Review, he fully expects the judge to make the maximum splash with a lot of years. I don't know. Andrew McCarthy gets a lot of stuff wrong, so I take him with a grain of salt. But his childlike trust in the corrupt Democrat influenced justice system is really something to behold. He's too old of a man to be falling for this again and again. But whatever. He thinks the system will be fair. I don't. 136 years. So expect the Democrats to do one of two things. Look, every time they fake convict Trump or lawfare him, he gets more popular. They know that, okay? They're polling this right now, and I guarantee you they're going back and forth with a judge, trying to figure out, the pollsters, the Democrat Party, what is best for them in the sentencing. Because they're just also corrupt. Marchand is particularly corrupt. But the ruling Marchand just made yesterday was that he's not going to recuse himself. Never mind that his little girl, get this, worked for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Folks, what are the odds that the New York judge sentencing Trump to up to 136 years... On September 18th, his daughter just happens to have worked for both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as a fundraising consultant. Yeah, I know. And not a little bit of work either. $90 million between the two of them and the senatorial committee, the Democrat senatorial committee. $30 million of which was pocketed by the company she's vice president of. She's only 30. And the contracts increased when he got the case. Isn't that weird? But don't worry, none of that is a conflict of interest. You know what I want to know? Probably my top 10 things I want to know. How much that $30 million she'd take home to Judge Merchan, her daddy? By the way, the fundraising she did was on the Lawfare. What they did was they sent out like email solicitations, actual printed solicitations. They raised a ton of money for the Democrat Party. It was based on the Lawfare. We got to stop Trump because he's a criminal. He's in my daddy's courtroom. But Judge Merchan ruled yesterday there's no conflict of interest, you understand, except for that $30 million bucks. But yeah, you know, that won't influence you at all. Anyway, I don't know how much of it she got paid. Nobody does because it's a private company, and I don't know how much the judge got, but I bet it's quite a bit. I can't prove it, but I bet it's quite a bit. Anyway, so he's the one who will be censoring. He's the one who will be sentencing Donald Trump. This could get interesting, though, because if they're polling this, I mean, the last time they fake convicted him in this case, I mean, what did he make on that gig? $200 million? Massive fundraising coup for him. So they got to be really careful here. This could really upset people. It has in the past. Here's probably what they're thinking, though, on the other side, is that the polling on this showed that people thought that Joe Biden had done this to Trump. So Trump had some sympathy for it. Now that Joe Biden's like out of the picture, will they associate Kamala Harris with this sentencing or no? Because the mainstream media is not going to tell them the judge's little girl has almost $100 million deal, almost $100 million worth of deals with the Democrat Party, and that she worked for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They're not going to tell the American people that. They won't know. So, I mean, I don't know. But folks, buckle your seatbelt. This election is just getting started. And by the way, can you imagine if Trump does have to go to prison? Can you run from Rikers? Do you think he can win from Rikers? At this point, I don't know. Maybe he can. I mean, nothing would surprise me anymore. But here's the question. If Trump goes into Rikers, do you know what that means? He can't bring his own security team. If they do a home arrest type situation, they get to dictate his security. Guess who goes in with them? Secret Service. You trust them to protect his life? I don't. Meaning, if for some reason he ends up incarcerated, they, the court, the Democrat-controlled court, will have absolute total control over his personal physical safety. That's scary. Good morning. Okay. My mind is blown by the fact that the GOP leadership has gone on vacation. We are in the middle of the most critical battle for the Republic since Washington crossed the Delaware. And these losers are on vacation. Right now, Kamala Harris, the border czar, is getting away with something unbelievable. 99 terrorists released into the United States of America deliberately. Okay. We caught 11 terrorists on the terror watch list total on the border during Trump's entire tenure. Total. They caught more than 250 between 2001 and 2021 and 23 on the border. 250 terrorists on the watch list between 21 and 23 on the border. Well, a Congressional Intelligence Committee just got notice a couple weeks ago that they had 99 of them in custody and just released them. Let them go. They're getting away with it right now. Literally, as Kamala Harris frames herself as the one who's actually tough on the border, Republicans are AWOL. Our leadership is AWOL. Now, Mitch McConnell is normally AWOL, okay? He's either drooling in the corner or he's off partying with the Democrats. So forget him. He's the leader in the Senate. But Mike Johnson in the House, no press conference, nothing. Folks, we don't have time for this. The ballots go out on the 5th of September in the swing state of North Carolina. These ballots are going to start to be mailed in the first 2 weeks of September. These swing states vote ridiculously early. We do not have time for Mike and the gang to take a break right now. We don't have time for that. As useless as Jim Jordan is for actually doing anything, we need him to talk and speak and use words. So is anybody trying to get to the bottom of the 99 tariffs. You know what's incredible? Trump isn't even using these talking points. I finally good and lost my mind the other day, and I just started tagging people who follow me back and messaging them, like Jason Miller and people in his campaign. Like, please tell Trump 99 tariffs, current affairs, read up, read on them, read the stuff. Because if Congress members aren't going to hold a press conference to try to call attention to this, Trump's got to do it. And he doesn't seem to know. He's talking about the danger on our border, and he's talking about, you know, rapes by illegals in New York. Good, good, good. That's great. But 99 terrorists. He doesn't seem to know. I mean, the level of disorganization here is shocking. It's just shocking all around. But it finally cracked through on Fox News this morning. So I hope somebody shows it to Trump, because Republican leadership's useless. They're just on vacation. I guess they'll come back in September, and to heck with the Republic. People will be voting by then. They need to know this now. This is a matter of life and death. These terrorists will be terrifying us for the next generation. And they are here, and they were deliberately relocated by the Biden and Harris administration. And they will not tell Fox News where they went. So finally, somebody gave a damn and did something about it. Asked some questions about it. Wasn't anybody from the swamp. They don't care. It was Ashley Moody, who's the attorney general of Florida. And she's appalled. She has contacted Department of Homeland Security trying to figure out, are these terrorists in Florida? Did you relocate them? We need to start watching them. We need to try to figure out, is there a way we could pick them up before they kill somebody? Here's Ashley Moody. And I don't normally play an uncut interview like this, but this is so critical to the survival of Americans, which apparently Republicans not interested in if they're on vacation, that it needs to be played. And maybe somebody out there who has an in with the Trump campaign, I've done everything I can. I tweeted it. I tagged his campaign managers. Please, God, let the man know this is going on. Somebody keep up with current events. Folks, this is why you have a war room. The Democrats have one, to keep up with stuff like this and write the talking point. But we don't do smart things. Anyway, here's Ashley Moody, Attorney General of Florida, Republican, finally taking this into her own hands. Here we go.
Yeah, I know. As the news seems to be focusing on whether or not Kamala Harris, shrugged off the assignment from Biden that she was responsible for stemming the tide of migration over our border. You know, as this back and forth is going on, I'm astounded that buried in that is the most terrifying admission of all from the Biden administration, in that, you know, the ones that are coming across and we're coming in contact with, that's hundreds, almost 400 on the terrorist watch list encountered by this administration because of the failed stemming of that tide by Kamala Harris, compared to 11, by the way, under the Trump administration. But here's the most terrifying news that no one is picking up on, that we finally, finally have an admission from them. They have released, after coming in contact with these people, 199, almost 100, could be more now, because this was through 2023, to roam our interior. Yeah. And here is the most frustrating part, as an attorney general in a state where we know suspected terrorists have been before, when tragedies have happened in this country, they are not communicating. When they realize they've released these almost 100 terrorists to roam our communities, they are not telling law enforcement in the states that they have done so. There is no communication. I've confirmed that with our law enforcement. And Americans need to know, whether you title yourself the border czar or not, they have released into our interior, and they are now roaming. We have no idea how many that they have tracked down.
Attorney General, not only are they being released, which is the worst part, but local communities aren't even being given a heads up, which is outrageous. Also outrageous, the House Judiciary Committee.
Okay, so these are illegal immigrants. We could remove them at any moment, right? Who are on the terror watch list. They either got caught at the border or they turned themselves in and were released by the Biden administration. And they won't tell them where they are. But, you know, Mike Johnson and the crew, Republicans, they're on vacation. So, you know, Wouldn't want to disturb him. Wouldn't want to have a press conference. You know, it's too much to ask. You could even do it on Zoom if you want to. And time is ticking, and the ballots are getting ready to be mailed out. We are running out of time. Donald writes on Facebook, where he's watching this live stream of the show on the 98.9 Facebook page, if Trump gets into office, God forbid there is a terrorist attack on American soil, the Democrats will be quick to blame him and not the indifference of the Biden administration. Yes, for allowing 99 terrorists into our country. Unbelievable. So Congress is on vacation. They can't be bothered. So somebody had to step up. I've been screaming about this for 2 weeks. The 99 people off the terror watch list who entered as illegal immigrants and instead of being deported, were relocated into the country and released by the Biden administration. Here's the only person so far who's a Republican who cares that I can find. I don't think Trump knows about this because he's not talking about it. But this is Ashley Moody. She is the attorney general from Florida. Hopefully this was on Fox and Trump will hear it because he's lost 2 weeks on this one. This is devastating. Okay, so she is distraught. She's trying to get answers from Department of Homeland Security. Where did you put them? Are they in Florida? Listen to this.
Also outrageous, the House Judiciary Committee released a report that found that in one case, 8 Tajik nationals were arrested June of this year for potential ISIS ties. 3 of those migrants were released into the country via the CBP1 phone app. So it's not like these people are evading Border Patrol. They're not gotaways. They are literally on their cell phones signing up to enter the country, and they are being welcomed in.
Yeah, so these people that we are on the suspected terrorist watch list, they're being encountered. They're being processed. They're being handed a paper by Border Patrol that says, hey, go report when you make it in your state. And that date that they're supposed to report could be 8 or 10 years out from now. But let me just tell you, they are also signing up on this, what I would argue is an illegal app, and they're not being vetted and stopped there. And so, you know, this is the greatest fraud of all time, where you have somebody that wants to be the commander in chief, Kamala Harris, wants to be in charge of national security. And now she's having to admit to the American people, oh, yeah, we've released almost 100 people on the terrorist watch list into your country. We have no idea where they are. And those that we've told to report to certain states, we haven't even told law enforcement. Wow. So, hey, trust me, I want to be your commander in chief and protect you and your security.
Yeah.
It's the biggest illusion of all time. Move over, David Copperfield and Chris Angel. You've got the biggest illusionist of all time that wants to be your president.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Okay. My mind is blown by the fact that the GOP leadership has gone on vacation. We are in the middle of the most critical battle for the Republic since Washington crossed the Delaware. And these losers are on vacation. Right now, Kamala Harris, the border czar, is getting away with something unbelievable. 99 terrorists released into the United States of America deliberately. Okay. We caught 11 terrorists on the terror watch list total on the border during Trump's entire tenure. Total. They caught more than 250 between 2001 and 2021 and 23 on the border. 250 terrorists on the watch list between 21 and 23 on the border. Well, a Congressional Intelligence Committee just got notice a couple weeks ago that they had 99 of them in custody and just released them. Let them go. They're getting away with it right now. Literally, as Kamala Harris frames herself as the one who's actually tough on the border, Republicans are AWOL. Our leadership is AWOL. Now, Mitch McConnell is normally AWOL, okay? He's either drooling in the corner or he's off partying with the Democrats. So forget him. He's the leader in the Senate. But Mike Johnson in the House? No press conference? Nothing. Folks, we don't have time for this. The ballots go out on the 5th of September in the swing state of North Carolina. These ballots are going to start to be mailed in the first 2 weeks of September. These swing states vote ridiculously early. We do not have time for Mike and the gang to take a break right now. We don't have time for that. As useless as Jim Jordan is for actually doing anything, we need him to talk and speak and use words. So is anybody trying to get to the bottom of the 99 terrorists? You know what's incredible? Trump isn't even using these talking points. I finally good and lost my mind the other day, and I just started tagging people who follow me back and messaging them, like Jason Miller and people in his campaign. Like, please tell Trump 99 terrorists, current affairs, read up, read on them, read the stuff. Because if Congress members aren't going to hold a press conference to try to call attention to this, Trump's got to do it. And he doesn't seem to know. He's talking about the danger on our border, and he's talking about, you know, rapes by illegals in New York. Good, good, good. That's great. But 99 terrorists, he doesn't seem to know. I mean, the level of disorganization here is shocking. It's just shocking all around. But it finally cracked through on Fox News this morning. So I hope somebody shows it to Trump, because Republican leadership's useless. They're just on vacation. I guess they'll come back in September, and to heck with the Republic. People will be voting by then. They need to know this now. This is a matter of life and death. These terrorists will be terrifying us for the next generation. And they are here, and they were deliberately relocated by the Biden and Harris administration. And they will not tell Fox News where they went. So finally, somebody gave a damn and did something about it. Asked some questions about it. Wasn't anybody from the swamp. They don't care. It was Ashley Moody, who's the attorney general of Florida. And she's appalled. She has contacted Department of Homeland Security trying to figure out, are these terrorists in Florida? Did you relocate them? We need to start watching them. We need to try to figure out, is there a way we could pick them up before they kill somebody? Here's Ashley Moody. And I don't normally play an uncut interview like this, but this is so critical to the survival of Americans, which apparently Republicans not interested in if they're on vacation, that it needs to be played. And maybe somebody out there who has an in with the Trump campaign, I've done everything I can. I tweeted it. I tagged his campaign managers. Please, God, let the man know this is going on. Somebody keep up with current affairs. Folks, this is why you have a war room. The Democrats have one to keep up with stuff like this and write the talking point, but we don't do smart things. Anyway, here's Ashley Moody, Attorney General of Florida, Republican, finally taking this into her own hands. Here we go.
Yeah, I know. As the news seems to be focusing on whether or not Kamala Harris, shrugged off the assignment from Biden that she was responsible for stemming the tide of migration over our border. You know, as this back and forth is going on, I'm astounded that buried in that is the most terrifying admission of all from the Biden administration, in that, you know, the ones that are coming across and we're coming in contact with, that's hundreds, almost 400 on the terrorist watch list encountered by this administration because of the failed stemming of that tide by Kamala Harris, compared to 11, by the way, under the Trump administration. But here's the most terrifying news that no one is picking up on, that we finally, finally have an admission from them. They have released, after coming in contact with these people, 199, almost 100, could be more now, because this was through 2023, to roam our interior.
Yeah.
And here is the most frustrating part as an attorney general in a state where we know suspected terrorists have been before when tragedies have happened in this country. They are not communicating. When they realize they've released these almost 100 terrorists to roam our communities, they are not telling law enforcement in the states that they have done so. There is no communication. I've confirmed that with our law enforcement. And Americans need to know, whether you title yourself the border czar or not, they have released into our interior and they are now roaming. We have no idea how many that they have tracked down.
Attorney General, not only are they being released, which is the worst part, but local communities aren't even being given a heads up, which is outrageous. Also outrageous, the House Judiciary Committee.
Okay, so these are illegal immigrants. We could remove them at any moment, right? Who are on the terror watch list. They either got caught at the border or they turned themselves in and were released by the Biden administration. And they won't tell them where they are. But, you know, Mike Johnson and the crew, Republicans, they're on vacation. So, you know, wouldn't want to disturb them. Wouldn't want to have a press conference. You know, it's too much to ask. You could even do it on Zoom if you want to. And time is ticking and the ballots are getting ready to be mailed out. We are running out of time. Donald writes on Facebook, where he's watching this live stream of the show on the 98.9 Facebook page. If Trump gets into office, God forbid there is a terrorist attack on American soil, the Democrats will be quick to blame him and not the indifference of the Biden administration. Yes, for allowing 99 terrorists into our country. Unbelievable. So Congress is on vacation. They can't be bothered. So somebody had to step up. I've been screaming about this for 2 weeks. The 99 people off the terror watch list who entered as illegal immigrants and instead of being deported, were relocated into the country and released by the Biden administration. Here's the only person so far who's a Republican who cares that I can find. I don't think Trump knows about this because he's not talking about it. But this is Ashley Moody. She is the attorney general from Florida. Hopefully this was on Fox and Trump will hear it because he's lost 2 weeks on this one. This is devastating. Okay, so she is distraught. She's trying to get answers from Department of Homeland Security. Where did you put them? Are they in Florida? Listen to this.
Also outrageous, the House Judiciary Committee released a report that found that in one case, 8 Tajik nationals were arrested June of this year for potential ISIS ties. 3 of those migrants were released into the country via the CBP-1 phone app. So it's not like these people are evading Border Patrol. They're not gotaways. They are literally on their cell phones signing up to enter the country and they are being welcomed in.
Yeah, so these people that we are on the suspected terrorist watch list, they're being encountered. They're being processed. They're being handed a paper by Border Patrol that says, hey, go report when you make it in your state. And that date that they're supposed to report could be 8 or 10 years out from now. But let me just tell you, they are also signing up on this, what I would argue is an illegal app. And they're not being vetted and stopped there. And so, you know, this is the greatest fraud of all time, where you have somebody that wants to be the commander in chief, Kamala Harris, wants to be in charge of national security. And now she's having to admit to the American people, oh, yeah, we've released almost 100 people on the terrorist watch list into your country. We have no idea where they are. And those that we've told to report to certain states, we haven't even told law enforcement. Wow. So, hey, trust me, I want to be your commander in chief and protect you and your security.
Yeah.
It's the biggest illusion of all time. Move over, David Copperfield and Chris Angel. You've got the biggest illusionist of all time that wants to be your president.
Yeah.
Donald writes on Facebook, where he's watching this live stream of the show on the 98.9 Facebook page. If Trump gets into office, God forbid there is a terrorist attack on American soil, the Democrats will be quick to blame him and not the indifference of the Biden administration. Yes, for allowing 99 terrorists into our country. Unbelievable. So Congress is on vacation. They can't be bothered. So somebody had to step up. I've been screaming about this for 2 weeks. The 99 people off the terror watch list who entered as illegal immigrants and instead of being deported, were relocated into the country and released by the Biden administration. Here's the only person so far who's a Republican who cares that I can find. I don't think Trump knows about this because he's not talking about it. But this is Ashley Moody. She is the attorney general from Florida. Hopefully this was on Fox and Trump will hear it because he's lost 2 weeks on this one. This is devastating. Okay, so she is distraught. She's trying to get answers from Department of Homeland Security. Where did you put them? Are they in Florida? Listen to this.
Also outrageous, the House Judiciary Committee released a report that found that in one case, 8 Tajik nationals were arrested June of this year for potential ISIS ties. 3 of those migrants were released into the country via the CBP1 phone app. So it's not like these people are evading Border Patrol. They're not gotaways. They are literally on their cell phones signing up to enter the country, and they are being welcomed in.
Yeah, so these people that we are on the suspected terrorist watch list, they're being encountered. They're being processed. They're being handed a paper by Border Patrol that says, hey, go report when you make it in your state. And that date that they're supposed to report could be 8 or 10 years out from now. But let me just tell you, they are also signing up on this, what I would argue is an illegal app, and they're not being vetted and stopped there. And so, you know, this is the greatest fraud of all time, where you have somebody that wants to be the commander in chief, Kamala Harris, wants to be in charge of national security. And now she's having to admit to the American people, oh, yeah, we've released almost 100 people on the terrorist watch list into your country. We have no idea where they are. And those that we've told to report to certain states, we haven't even told law enforcement. Wow. So, hey, trust me, I want to be your commander in chief and protect you and your security.
Yeah.
It's the biggest illusion of all time. Move over, David Copperfield and Chris Angel. You've got the biggest illusionist of all time that wants to be your president.
Yeah.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.